This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for March 15th. I'm Paul Plack. The Coalition to Save Our GPS is formed to fight interference from a new broadband internet service, which could create 40,000 new GPS dead spots. Boeing reports final assembly is underway on the first Navy P-8A Poseidon production aircraft in the company's Renton factory. Leading Edge Aviation Services in Texas has won the contract to paint new 787 Dreamliners that are built in North Charleston, South Carolina. Cessna has announced a restructuring of its aircraft sales team. Effective immediately, former separate Cessna propeller and Citation sales teams are merged. Gulfstream says it signed a sales agreement last week with Hainan Airlines Group for one large cabin long-range G450 bizjet and four large cabin ultra-long-range G550s. The analysts at Frost & Sullivan say the next 5 years will be years of recovery in the Asia-Pacific segment of the maintenance, repair, and overhaul market. The FAA is celebrating the completion of improvements to the terminal at North Carolina's Asheville Regional Airport, paid for with $7.8 million in federal stimulus funds. The Lancair Owners and Builders Organization and Lancair International are planning the first annual Lobo Lancair fly-in this fall near Branson, Missouri. And again this year, Aero TV will bring you live streaming video coverage of the new product introduction event from next week's 54th annual AEA International Convention and Trade Show in Reno, Nevada. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Jim Campbell's conversation with Dr. Peggy Chabrian, president of WAI, from the 22nd Annual International Aviation for Women Conference that happened last month in Reno. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.